Chapter 6. Back in Molokai. Keola was glad that Lahua was near him. He knew he had to get the wizard's leaves and there was little time. But he was afraid, very afraid. He thought about the battle in the woods and knew it was dangerous to be there.
I must be brave and go,
he thought.
Lahua is waiting for me.
He ran back to the woods, got the leaves and returned to Lahua. She helped him put his feet on the mat and then she made the fire. As it was burning, Keola heard the noise of the battle in the woods. The wizards and the cannibals were fighting desperately and screaming. It was a long, terrible battle. And all this time Keola stood there and listened and trembled. He watched as Lahua's invisible hands put the leaves in the fire. She worked quickly. The flames grew high and almost burnt his hands. When the last leaf was burnt, Keola and Lahua were at home again on their island, Molokai. Keola was very happy when he could finally see his wife, Lahua. And he was pleased to be home again in Molokai, in front of a good bowl of poi. There was no poi on the ship or on the Isle of Voices. But most of all, he was happy because he escaped from the cannibals. However, Keola and Lahua were worried about another problem, and they talked about it all night. Kalamaki was still on the Isle of Voices.
If Kalamaki stays on the Isle of Voices, we're safe and we can live happily,
said Keola.
But if he returns to Molokai, we're both in great danger.
Remember, my father is a wizard and can grow big and he can walk in the deep sea, said Lahua.
I know,
said Keola.
But the Isle of Voices is far away. It's in the dangerous archipelago. Let's find it on a map.
Good idea, said Lahua.
There are some old maps in the living room. There's probably a map of Hawaii and the dangerous archipelago among them.
He went to the bookshelf in the living room and got down some old maps. After a while, they found one of Hawaii. Lahua soon found where the island was.
It's a long way for an old man to walk,
said Keola.
Yes, it is, said Lahua. But don't forget my father's a wizard.
Keola thought for a moment and said,
Let's go and talk to a white missionary. Perhaps he can help us.
A white missionary?
Asked Lahua, confused.
Perhaps he can help us,
said Keola.
Missionaries know a lot of things.
Keola found a white missionary and told him the long story. The missionary was a clever man and listened carefully to Keola.
You married a second wife while you were on the Isle of Voices,
said the missionary.
That's wrong. Very wrong.
Keola did not know what to say.
All the other things you've told me are confusing and mysterious,
said the missionary.
And I really don't understand them.
Keola and Lahua looked at each other.
However,
said the missionary,
if Kalamake made money in a dishonest way, give some of it to the poor people of the island. You can also give some to the missionaries. Your adventure on the Isle of Voices is very strange, and you mustn't tell anyone about it. It's your secret.
But the missionary went to the police in Honolulu.
Be careful,
he told them,
because Kalamake and Keola made counterfeit money while they were on the Isle of Voices. Keep an eye on them.
Keola and Lahua listened to the missionary and gave a lot of dollars to the poor people of the island and to the missionaries. They were lucky because they did not see Kalamaki again. Was he killed during the battle? Or is he still living on the Isle of Voices? No one knows.